Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Para sa iba pang magagandang kwento sa inyong wika, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Sa panahon ngayon, karaniwan na sa Brisbane ang mga kwento ng mga residente na napilitang umalis sa mga matagal na nilang tirahan sa syudad dahil sa mataas na upa. Nariyang napalitan na ng mga gusaling apartment ang kanilang mga dating tinitirhang pampublikong pabahay. Sa dami ng mga nagsipagtayong mga bagong apartment sa kalakhang Brisbane, ay palaisipan pa din kung bakit nananatiling madami ang hindi nakikinabang sa dapat sana ay abot-kayang mga tirahan. Ngunit ang mas marahil na hindi naasahan ng lahat ay ang paglitaw ng isang bagong manlalaro sa merkado ng pabahay sa Brisbane. Ang Multicultural Development Australia ay isang not-for-profit na organisasyon na tumutulong sa mga asylum seekers at mga refugees para makapagsimula ng maayos na bagong buhay sa Australia. At kamakailan lamang ay inilunsad nila ang kanilang negosyo na not-for-profit o hindi para sa kita na real estate agency na ayon sa kanila ay naglalayong makapagbigay ng hindi lamang abot-kayang tirahan sa mga taong may mababang kita, kundi makapagbigay din ng pagkakataon sa mga nagmamay-ari ng mga bahay na tumulong sa mga refugees at asylum seekers. Sa huling bahaging ito ng report sa pabahay sa Brisbane, kakausapin natin ang CEO ng MDA na si Karen Benson tungkol sa bagong modelo ng negosyo na ito.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
We got Ms. Karen Benson here, the CEO of Multicultural Development Australia Limited. How are you, Karen?
I'm good. Thank you, Celeste.
Yes, so first of all, can you please tell us the work that MDA does?
Yes, yeah, so Multicultural Development Australia is a not-for-profit organisation, and we exist to build a better future for everyone. And our part in that is that we welcome newly arrived Queenslanders, so migrants, refugees, asylum seekers. We're working with a lot of international students, and we help them settle and become parts of the community.
Can you tell us more specifically of the services that you provide for the migrant families in Australia?
Yeah, so we welcome all of the newly arrived refugees in Queensland. We actually meet them right at the plane door and then help them settle into housing, teach them about how things work here in Queensland, get them organised with bank accounts, Medicare, settle them into schools. And then we have a big program to help all newly arrived Queenslanders get into work.
And we're here for the launch of your new social enterprise, Welcome Residential, is that right? Can you please tell us about that?
Yeah, so Welcome Residential is a wholly owned social enterprise by MDA. It's a not-for-profit real estate agency, and it works really simply. Firstly, it provides great property management services, but more importantly, it provides everyday Queenslanders who are investors in property with an opportunity to give back to the community effortlessly just by listing their property with us and letting us manage it, because all of the profits go back to MDA. So MDA as an organisation primarily focuses on settlement, but as a subset of that, these profits are going to go to trying to build affordable housing supply in Queensland. And our first project around that is we're looking at a community land trust, which is a new model of affordable housing. So housing is fundamental to settlement. So, and as we know, there's a housing crisis nationally. And so we just want to find new ways to build affordable housing here in Queensland.
How does it support the purpose of the organisation?
Yeah, well, I think in two ways. I mean, in some ways it's just an ordinary real estate agency with the profits going back to MDA, but it has really strong value alignment for us. So our values are very much about integrity, operating ethically, being accountable. And as a real estate agency, we're going to ensure that it's absolutely non-discriminatory and that it provides equal opportunity to anyone who's newly arrived to get into the rental market.
Why do you think that it is necessary to have that service linked to MDA?
Well, what we know is that housing is just critical for people's settlement. So even a rental property is something that becomes a family's home. Mm. It helps them settle. It helps them make friends in the neighbourhood. Kids go to school. It's part of how people prosper and thrive in Queensland. So providing homes for people we thought was a great fit for us. They're good businesses, so we thought it was a good business model. And we had a lot of excitement when we talked to people about the opportunity to give back to a not-for-profit in a fairly effortless way. People don't need to do anything other than just list their property with us for a standard property management fee. So it's a great way to make a contribution without having to go to much effort, really. Right.
Would you call it disruptive? By business definition, it's when a small business with very limited resources gets into the game and provides service to an overlooked demographic in the market. Would you call this a disruptive innovation?
I'm not sure that it's disruptive, but what I am really confident about is that it's exciting. And when people talk about it, a lot of people are excited by the opportunity to just get a good real estate service, but to give back to a not-for-profit. And they are excited by the opportunity to welcome newly arrived Queenslanders and provide them with homes. So it may become disruptive. We're currently talking to the tax office about maybe some private tax rulings to help people actually make their properties more affordable and still get a tax deduction. That could be disruptive. Okay. And we're looking at framing up a guaranteed rental product for people who might want to rent their properties to refugees and really make a difference in their lives. Okay. So there might be some disruptive elements, but it's certainly exciting. It's for everyone. Okay. We know that a lot of who we are as a community is people from culturally diverse backgrounds. Mm. So I think one of the things that's really special about Welcome Residential is that we will absolutely not discriminate. Mm. We will be able to provide services in first language for both tenants and for landlords. Yeah. And we know that a lot of first and second generation Australians are very prosperous and have a lot of investment properties. And we would love to work with them in English or in first language.
Well, I want to touch on the issue on homelessness as well. So you say that this model is going to be providing affordable housing. How do you see MDA influencing the way that the government is solving the issue on homelessness?
Yeah, so we're hoping to come at the affordable housing crisis in small and individual ways and in big ways. So those small and individual ways will be about trying to encourage investors to think about how their homes can become more affordable. So, for example, we recently worked with a landlord to put in a flat under his house, which was able to be rented at a more affordable rent, actually increased the cash that he could make out of his property, but also increased affordable housing supply. So looking at working with individuals, but also looking at working with the government around new models.
How do you see this developing in the next 2 to 3 years at least?
So we're hoping for steady growth with a reasonable kind of profit that we can reinvest in increasing affordable housing supply. Our business case doesn't have huge expectations, but I have to say, just talking with people pre-launch in the market, people are pretty excited about this. So I imagine that it's going to exceed our expectations. There are a lot of people who want prosperity for their families and have investment properties, but are really happy to have those managed by a not-for-profit and give back to the community at the same time. So I'm very hopeful.
Ayon kay Karen, hindi pa nailulunsad ang nasabing negosyo ay mayroon ng 20 bahay ang inihabilin sa kanilang ahensya para ipaupa. Para sa SBS Filipino, Celeste McIntosh.
Nais na makarinig ng iba pang kwento tulad nito? Mag-subscribe sa ating regular na podcast sa iTunes.